Blog Talk Radio.
I want to thank Ambassador Julie Hagan. She's a very brilliant woman. She set this line up for us. And I want to thank God for her and for all of you on the line. Now, some of you that are watching, you have two lines open. And we want you to stay open. But if you don't mute that second line or hang it up, it may cause your line to go dead. Amen. God bless you. We're having a great time every night on the blog line. I know you all love the Lord. Amen. This is a line where we just basically praise the Lord. We try to give him 1,000 thank yous. For errors, people have approached God with just asking him just over and over again for different things. But the Lord has changed it and he gave it to us as a revelation. All the new awakening. In the 1700s, they had the Great Awakening, about 1760, where they were exercising their religious freedom. Here in 2016, 14, 15, 16, we're exercising a new approach to God. And that is away from the get me approach to God. Just asking. And never really seeming too grateful for what he's done. And now we're trying to get all across the world. The new approach is to thank him. We were created to praise him, created to thank him, created to give him glory. And we're just trying to access in and bring in the new approach, and that is to give God praise. Believe me, God loves it for eras and centuries and eras, and even longer than that, God is trying to wonder why his people won't praise him when he does so much for them. And he gave me a new assignment, and my new assignment is to help people realize how good God has been to them. I did research, and I keep reminding you all some of the things that he showed me. We take about 2,500 to 3,000 breaths a day. And not only that, my heart beats, oh my God, 72 times a minute, which in eight hours, within 1 hour, it was 60 minutes. Can you imagine 6 times 72? 60 times 72. I'm sorry. 60 times 24. 24 hours times 72. 72 times a minute. Amen. 60 minutes times 72 times. And what I discovered that if you keep adding up, your heart beats in a day's time, over 24 hours, over 100,000 times. You want to be grateful. Who could do that but God? Let that heart muscle pump over 100,000 times in a day's time. Nobody but the Lord. Amen. You want to be grateful enough to give him praise and adoration. Because he deserves it. Nobody did that for you but the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel like giving him praise now. And I will. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I just found so many things out on my new assignment. Oh, God. It's just phenomenal. Oh, my God. I began to find out about the eyelids, things, what it's used for, to keep those eyes moistened. And if you didn't have eyelids, people's eyes would dry out, and then you would go blind. So many things we need to give God thanks for, because He is so, as I call it, multitudinous. Yeah, He's so multitudinous. He does so many things for everybody. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we need to dedicate praise to Him because He does so many things. If somebody did thousands of things for you, not two or three, but thousands of things for you in a day's time, would you want to thank Him or would you want to take advantage of Him? I mean, it's a terrible person who would take advantage of a person who is so nice to him. And then they throw in the towel on him and treat him like, you know, they don't even appreciate him and all that stuff. That's a terrible, vicious person. But God has done so much for us. You know what I mean? We ought to be grateful for what He's done. Oh, my God. In just a moment, I want to give prayer requests. Let's see and ask God. But not only are we going to ask Him, but we're going to thank Him. But I want to take some prayer requests. This is the line where you can ask God for anything. Anything. And we're going to have to believe God for it. See, faith is what moves God, not your bank account. Money doesn't mean nothing. You got all the money in the whole wide world, so you can't even buy it. But if you don't have faith believing and then praising, I guarantee you, you can cause Him to move in your behalf. Amen. All right, I'm going to open up the prayer line tonight. And there's so many people who are hurting. Why do you just have so much prayer? Well, prayer changes things. Yeah, our nation's in trouble. We need to be praying for it. I'm going to put that on the prayer list. Our nation. And if there's anybody else who has a prayer request, amen, I'd like for you to come over and bring your prayer request. God is a prayer answering God. He will fix it for you. Just make the request known and let us talk to Him about it and see when God fix it for you. All right, the line is open to you if you have a prayer request. Thank you, Jesus. I want to keep, excuse me, Dr. Barry Johnson. Let me try and pop here. And the grandchildren. I don't let that happen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for it. All right, anybody else having a prayer request tonight? The line is open to you. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, I hear you. Yes, sir, we hear you.
Thank you. Anybody else with a prayer request?
This is Mother Wilson. I'd like to request and prayer for Mrs. Stokes, that the Lord will continue to bless her with the things that she needs. I thank God today. I'm just going to give a praise report right quick to this because I'm happy for her having the Lord bless her to get her life back on today. So I'm grateful.
Hallelujah. Faith will work for you. It will work for you. Amen. When God works, it's there. So thank you so much. Anybody else with a prayer request? All right. We gave you an opportunity, and I just want to be there with you. And, like I said, if you need a miracle, I certainly want you to acknowledge it. Amen. I'll ask you again. Anyone else? With the prayer request. I want to keep Ambassador Long on the list here. Keep Ambassador Hodges, Ambassador Stern. A mother to the nation. And anybody who has a special prayer request, we certainly want to open the line to you. Anyone else with a prayer request? All right.
Pray for our nation.
Pray for our nation, okay? I don't want to pray for Mother Owens, who lost her loved ones. I feel led to pray for Sister Coleman. Let's pray for her. I'm going to pray for my sister, Edna Todd, Elna Todd. And Hattie. Anyone else? It's open to you. All right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful to you. I know we come to you a lot of times, but God, it's just please allow it to be proof that we don't worship anybody else or believe in any other God but you. We come to you with everything. You're the only true and living God. So please know that we come, Lord, because it's you who we worship. It's you who we adore. It's you who we give praise to. Oh, God, we love you. We appreciate you. Nobody like you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Nobody can make a way but you, Lord. No one can fix it but you. And so we come praising you and giving you glory and adoration for all that you're doing. We just love you. And God, we pray for our nation. Oh, God. We're in such a disarray. Murders everywhere. All kinds of drugs overrunning our country. All kinds of arrogance being taught to people across the world, especially in America. All kinds of proud spirits. Oh, God. All kinds of sins. God, we need your help. Don't let our country be destroyed because we fail to have faith and believe you, and that we've come, Lord, allowing things to open up. We turn on the youth prayer line. Don't take the bait. God, people are taking the bait everywhere. We come to warn them not to take the bait because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy them and to sift them as wheat. But you prayed for Peter. And God, you're not a respected person. If you pray for Peter, I'm asking you to pray for me. Pray for this prayer line. Pray for every son, daughter, and every grandchild. Give deliverance in the name of Jesus. God, give deliverance. Oh, God, bind every spirit of Satan. Bind every satanic spirit. And give deliverance, Lord, to your people. Oh, I read it the other day in Hebrews, I think, that you're not unfaithful to remember those servants who have worked in your kingdom and who do work in behalf of the saints and for the church. God, you're faithful. Thank you for it. You don't forget your people ever. Thank you for it. Now, God, bind the devil who comes to try to bind your work. Instead, let the curse be reversed and let your work flourish. And God, every enemy that has tried to attack this prayer line, turn around, God, and bind every devil. Those persons who come to the prayer line, I pray that you multiply it. Yeah, mess with us and we'll multiply. Bless us bountifully. Give us power, Lord, to make it known to other sources that we are on the air and that we'll we join hands together with them in Jesus' name to bring about unanimity and at the same time bring about a moving of your Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Because the Holy Ghost destroys every yoke, the anointing to the Holy Ghost, does it? And we believe in you for it. Now, God, place on the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls to come on this front line, that we might join in together and give you what the proper thing is, that is praise and adoration. We do give you praise and adoration. We thank you for what you've done. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. For your blessings, God, for your goodness and kindness. Let the anointing, God, be on here as never before. Bind the devil, God, because the anointing will be on here as never before. I'm asking, Lord, to give us more miracles as never before. In the name of Jesus, give us more favor as never before. And Lord, help us to do as you told us to do on calling certain people, amen, and who are affiliated with our nation, and tell them what you said. Lord, I will. Thank you for it. Bless us, bless us, bless us, bless us. Bless us, bless us, bless us, bless us. We will give you the praise. God, and all the adoration shall be thine in Jesus' my name. And thank God. And folks, I want you to know that the Lord loves you, and we praise God for you. Is there anybody on here who didn't get a chance to bring your bills and let us present them before the Lord and ask Him to make you debt free? I need to hear from you. I need to hear you say something. If you're on here and you didn't do that, but you'd like to do that, just let me know right now. Anyone?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, get those bills for us right now. Thank you, G. I presented mine the other night, but I'm going to find mine again. Amen. Maybe He'll give me double for my trouble. You do remember that in the 42nd of the chapter of Job, that when Job remembered his friends, the Lord gave him twice as much as he had before. And maybe if I pray for y'all again tonight, the Lord will look on me favorably and give me twice as much as I've ever had in Jesus' name. All right. Do you have any oil, anybody? If you have those deals, if you have some oil, get it. Get it in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Do you have it? If so, say yes, I do. Anyone? You got any oil? All right. Do you have it? I'm waiting on you. Do you have the oil? All right, then, do you have the oil now? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, again we thank you for your favor, Lord, and for your forgiveness.
Yeah, yeah.
Father, I read in the 4th chapter of Hebrews that the children of Israel were destroyed because of their unbelief. There were over 600,000. And all of them were destroyed except two. Yeah, because of their unbelief. And God, I'm asking you to look on your people now who have their bills. And God, they want to ask you. I'm asking you to cover those bills with the blood of Jesus. And why the blood? Because the blood was every yoke. The anointing of it through the blood of Jesus. And I'm asking you, Lord, and thanking you for the blood of Jesus. God, thank you for it. Destroy every yoke. All these deals that are placed before you tonight, Lord. I pray that you let them be wiped completely out. in the name of Jesus. Now, my brothers and sisters, if you got that oil on, I want you to put it on the tips of your finger, because I want you to flick it on those bills. That's the way the Lord has given it to me. Flick it on those bills. When you flick it, can you say the blood of Jesus? Flick it on those bills. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Destroying the anointing, destroying every yoke. The blood of Jesus. Every bill coming before God, God, let them be wiped out and make your people set free. Oh, God. I believe in it that you're doing it for me, Lord, and for Lady Day. I'm placing my hands on every one of these amounts for these bills in Jesus' name. Lord, let this come to pass that you wipe every one of these bills out and make these people completely dead free in Jesus' name. And I'm asking you to do it, Lord, for your glory, because when they have these debts off of them, they'll be freer to praise you. They'll be freer to get into the anointing. And I'm asking you, Lord, to let it happen, that the people may be free. Oh, yeah, just like the children of Israel, they want to be free to praise you, God, in their own way. And the Egyptians released them to go into the wilderness or the desert to pray and ask you for whatever they needed. Oh, God, thank you for it. Because it is so sick that oil on those people. It is so that these people will be able to praise you more even after their bills are wiped out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm thanking you in advance for what you're going to do. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm remembering what you've done, and I'm thanking you, Lord, too. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. And God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus to not only set these people free, to bring joy in their souls and peace in their minds more than they've had before, in Jesus' mighty name. Do you believe that? Help me make the devil lose his power by thanking God openly. Not ashamed, not ashamedly, but openly. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I thank you.
Lightning, live to tell it.
Yes, that's it.
going to be our guest next Wednesday night, Bishop Gerald. All right, anybody else on the line want to say something? Yeah?
This is Aretha, and I want to thank God for today and blessing me to arrive this morning and well, and thank him for tonight to be on this prayer line. And I thank him for my life, and I thank him for all his blessing and his protection. Thank him for blessing this prayer line in Jesus' name, and bless you, Dr. Bernard.
Thank you, my dear. God bless you. Anyone else?
Yes, this is Ambassador Hendricks, 912 Area, Georgia. And
yes,
I thank God for you, Chief. I thank God for life, help, and strength. And everybody on the blog, man. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Mother. And thank you for the well wishes. It means a lot to me. Thank you so much. Anybody else with a praise report? Hasn't done anything for you. All right, y'all. God bless you. You've had a wonderful time. I'm going to get me some rest here. Amen. I've been on the prayer line this morning at 6 o'clock. Made the youth prayer line at 8 o'clock. And did the entire youth prayer line. Amen. And my heart is very low sick. She's better than she was, though. So God has blessed her. Amen. And then came back and did the blog tonight. Amen. That's kind of like three major programs in one night, one day. So keep me in your prayers. I'm getting kind of sleepy right now because I'm exhausted. Amen. But I'm going to be all right. May the Lord bless you. I'm going to be all right. Amen. May the Lord bless y'all and keep you. Anybody want to send a shout out? Amen. Good.
Everything going to be all right?
Yeah.
Everything going to be all right.
Thank you, Jesus.
You receive it. Everything's going to be all right, Jesus. Everything's going to be all right.
Bless you, bless you.
Everything's going to be all right.
Everything's going to be all right.
Get some rest, Jesus. Get some rest, Jesus.
And you're that, my sister Aretha. Everything is going to be all right.
Yeah. Thank you. And bless you all on this prayer line.
Amen.
Did I tell you all that Sister Joyce lost her brother? Amen. And that Sister Aretha's, is that... You know, you're not one too, you're right. God bless you. That's your brother too, Aretha, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You lost your brother too?
Yes, he's not my brother.
Amen. Won't y'all be on the prayer line in the morning? We kind of, or anybody want to pray for them before we leave tonight? I certainly do. Anybody else want to pray just before we close? Jump in there and pray for them. Both of them lost their brother. Come on. Anybody?
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you thanking you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for all that you've done for us, Lord. We asking you, Lord, to remember these two sisters that have lost their brother. God, we thank you for the strength that you're giving them right now. We asking you to touch them, Lord, from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. God, you're able to stir up the peace in their spirit. Let them remember the good times and the good memories. Console them, God, and give them comfort in the name of Jesus. Let them realize that you are acquainted with grief. And, God, you know all about it. So they can tell you about it. Give them strength, Lord. Comfort them and encourage them in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know that you love them best. And God, continue to bless them and protect them. Work thank God for them as never before. Let them know that you're on their side. Bless them in a mighty way, and we will give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
thank
beautiful.
You,
thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Oh, my feel led to pray for him, and the Holy Ghost spoke to you. Come on. Amen. God led you to pray for him. Anybody else? Heavenly Father, we do praise you. We honor you because you've honored your people. And God, these two special, precious sisters, God, lost their brother. And God, I pray that whatever happens, that you reveal it in Jesus' name and give them closure and peace. That all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, because they do love you and they're called according to your purpose. God, is there any enemy that caused that to happen? I pray in the name of Jesus that you bring them to justice. In the name of Jesus, regardless of who it is, they caused that to happen, Lord, bring them to justice. Turn that instant justice in Jesus' name. Now, through their aching heart, Joyce and Sister Rita, through their aching heart, lighten their heavy load. God, give them peace in the midst of this storm. God, see them so through it until they shout the victory. Help them to remember their brother in a phenomenal, ultra awesome way. And give joy in the midst of sorrow, peace in the midst of confusion. Oh, God, love in the midst of spitefulness, in the midst of hatefulness, in Jesus. But help them, Lord, and let them know that you love them and you care, and you know what's best. And God, you shall let it all work out for their good, because they love you. Thank you for how you've done them already, and for the memories of them, brother. God, I pray that you be with them, even in the midnight hour. Bless them and help them. And we'll be careful to give you the praise, and all the adoration, and all the glory shall be thine. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. If anybody on here want to help me give a last praise to God, let's give it with the music. Let's give it with the music. Clap your hands. Get up if you can. Walk around. If you can shout, come on, shout with us. You got the victory. It's all right.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Praise God. Dr. Johnson, before you go, can you hear me? Praise him. Dr. Johnson, can you hear me before you go?